Bell, P. Kilo, Oscar, 4 Uniform Lion Papa, and Monitor. Four ULP calling CQ.
And piece of paper?
You have the iPad open.
One second. Let me get my computer up and I will send you the web address.
It's through me, through email or something, or are you going to tell me?
I'm going to send it by voice. How about that?
Will do.
Copy. Earth.ham/radioopnet, and I'm going to, you know what? Stand by. Correction. Let me give you a simple address. There's an easier way to do this. Stand by. KO4NUE, KO4ULP. If you on the iPad, Alexander?
On the iPad.
Okay. Go to this address, https://brars.cc. Or you can go to Google and type in Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, one of the two. And let me know when you get there, and I'll walk you through the process.
HTTPS bars?
Romeo Alpha Romeo Sierra Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, bars.
bars.net or com or
this one, go to Google. Just bring up Google or Firefox or whatever browser you have, Alexander. KO4NUE, KO4ULP.
Google open.
Ridge Amateur Radio Society. KO4ULP, KO4NUE.
For ULP, I'm still here. I'm just really slow at typing.
That time. Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society.
For ULP, I have gotten to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society website.
I am not, however. So, something happened with my computer, so let me get there with you, and we'll go from there. KO4NUE. I cannot get the page to open, Alexander, but do you see at the top of the screen, you should see a picture of some mountains and this, you know, really nice looking view of the Blue Ridge Mountains. And then you'll see some writing under that that you can click on. And when you click on them, they'll kind of open a little drop-down window. Let me know if you see that.
And one's in black letters, and it says Net Pre-Check-In. Do I push that? Like, it wants me to fill out information, location, call sign, and, stuff like that.
I'm assuming you want to check into the net with the pre-check-in function. Is that what you're trying to do?
I'm trying to pull off, and I don't have to be listening when they, check or call my name.
I'll show you a little trick. So where it says your name, I want you to type in your first name in the first name block.
First nine block.
First name, you're going to type in Alexander. Let me know when you got that done. Okay, where it says call sign, I want you to type in K-O-4-ULP.
In capital letters.
You want to put, let's say, TR. Yeah, just abbreviate for TR. The net controller will know what you mean.
Location is TR.
Type out traveler's rest, either one you'd like to do. For ULP, KO4NUE.
For ULP, I am working on...
Take your time. This is KO4NUE and KO4ULP.
Got Traveler's Rest, South Carolina put in.
See the buttons under that? One says yes, announce, and the other one says no. Do you see those?
Yes.
Put your cursor over yes and put the blue circle in the yes column.
Circle? I don't see any blue circle.
Put your mouse over the yes and click the button, or just touch the yes, that circle.
The word yes or above the word no?
The circle to the left of yes. You're on an iPad. Just touch the circle.
Right beside the word yes.
Hit check me in and just listen. Do not key the mic. Click check me in and just listen to the radio.
Second, if I have an announcement, what's supposed to be my announcement?
Just trust me. Just hit check me in. It'll be okay, trust me. You're not going to get in trouble with your mom and dad. Just hit check me in.
I'm hitting it.
4DTY KO4HKX.
DY, 1 second, sir. Alexander, did you click the yes button, buddy?
ULP, yes. And on my iPad, it does say I clicked the announcement button.
KO4NUE, KO4ULP, KI4DTY. Alexander, did you hear what Dave said? Dave is the guy that's in charge of the repeater. Do you understand what he said? There needs to be one minute of dead air before it will announce your call sign. But I want you to scroll down and look at all of the names that have checked in and tell me what you see on the very bottom line.
KO4ULP, it will not let me scroll down. All it says is you are checked into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net from Alexander, call sign KO4ULP, location Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, announcement yes, and that's all it says, and it won't let me scroll up or down.
Okay, refresh your screen or back out and go back into the website, and you'll be able to see your call sign and name where you're checked in.
Backed out, and it's back into where I sign in, and I can go down, and it says where looks like where people have signed in.
Name and call sign there. Two. You were checked in right under W2 Alpha Mike Delta Andrew from Simpsonville. Your name is there. And if you can just back completely out of the browser, if you need to, and just act like you're going to go right back through the net, check in again. And if you'll scroll down, you'll see it at the bottom.
Chad, just to let you know, can you check to see if I spelled Carolina correctly?
You are pretty doggone close, Alexander. You are very close. I think Mr. Gary, who's the net controller, I think he'll know what you mean. But it says K-O-4-U-L-P, comma, Alexander, Travelers Rest, South Carolina. He left off the A, but hey, Mr. Gary is a pretty smart fella. I think he'll figure it out.
Well, if he knows where Travelers Rest is, he'll definitely figure it out. I'm not so good at spelling. I tried.
You're doing great. And Gary's our net controller. They only let him in Travelers Rest about once a week, so I think he knows where it is.
What it did was it gave me the option of that word. I thought, oh, that looks like Carolina. And then I went to Siri and asked how to spell Carolina. It looked pretty close, and I just didn't catch it.
Alexander. Okay, well, it's important to remember that there's another station that would like to use the frequency. So let's be courteous to him, KI4DTY, and let him use the frequency as well, because he was trying to make a call. So, last call in station, KI4DTY, this is KO4NUE, the frequency is yours, sir. DTY, KO4NUE. ULP, this is KO4NUE. Station did not answer, so you got anything on your mind tonight, Alexander? Other than the pre-check-in?
KO4ULP, I have one more question. I put, yes, I have an announcement, but what is supposed to be my announcement? Was I supposed to type that in somewhere?
You click yes, announce. The repeater will say KO4ULP, Alexander from Traveler's Rest, has checked in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And it'll be kind of this robotic kind of voice, but that announces over the repeater's coverage that it's just like a broadcast when you key the mic and talk. But that is notifying everybody in the listening area that Alexander has checked into the net. If you click no, do not announce, then the repeater will not announce that you have checked into the net. But it is important to note that you still will be checked into the net if you click no, but it will not be announced for everybody to hear. So when the net controller comes around tonight at 9 o'clock, he will see that you have checked in, and he will be able to collect your call sign for a count.
ULP for station ID. Yeah, I remember just a few minutes before we got on, I heard the repeater say, like, something is checked into the net, and it gave the website, but said so fast I could not get it down to, because I, wanted to check in, use the pre-check-in, and I got to listen to part of a net, and, before I had my license, and they normally read the people that have pre-checked in. Am I correct?
For the preamble, which is basically, it tells everybody kind of where the repeater is, where the repeater is located, and kind of tells a little bit about the repeater and tells who owns the repeater and what the repeater can be used for. Directly after that, because you pre-checked in, the pre-check-ins are listed first. So when the net controller comes on at 9 o'clock, he will say, before we begin the roll call portion of the net, we'd like to recognize the pre-check-ins first. And he'll go down the list, and he'll bring up the same page you were looking at, and he'll list all of the people that checked in. And as it stands right now, your call sign will be the last one on the pre-check-in list. But we have another hour before the net starts, so there'll probably be a couple of other people that use the pre-check-in process to check into the net. But just understand that when you click the yes, you're telling the repeater to announce it. If you click the no, it will not announce, but it will list you as being checked in. Either way, the net controller or the repeater will tell everybody listening into the net that KO4ULP, Mr. Alexander from Travelers Rest, South Carolina, checked in.
Break. This is Roland from Pickens, K1CJ Deputy. Do you want to stay off the air for about a minute or two, and I'll check in and he will see exactly what it sounds like?
Poor idea, Roland. We got to stay off for 1 minute. So I'll back out, and let's see if we can stay silent for 1 minute, if possible. KO4NUE, KO4ULP, K1CJW. We'll be clear.
Okay.
ULP, and I'll be standing by and listening.
KLP, K1CJW, this is KO4NUE. You got it, Alexander?
KULP, yes, I did. So according to what Dave said, it won't announce me because there wasn't enough silence on the air?
The repeater needs to listen to 1 minute of silence before it will announce. If there is 1 minute of silence, then the repeater understands that there's nobody talking. And after that 1 minute, then it will announce. You got it?
So during that 1 minute, why didn't it try to announce me along with him?
I'm not sure, Alexander. That's a really good question. I'm not sure. I think that may be just the way the repeater is configured. But technically, the repeater did check you in. It just did not announce. But if there is any way possible, hang on 1 second. W4DJW, this is KO4NUE. But how about this question? If we wait one minute and he does a check-in again, after he's already checked in, will it announce? All he wants to do is hear his call sign being announced. I think that's what he's getting at. So, Alexander, we'll try it again if you'd like. We can see if we can wait 1 minute and we'll try to do it again. So, you want to try?
KLPN, I'm not sure. It's not really that important that I hear it over there. I just want to make sure I get into the net. I was just curious why it wasn't doing it, but now I understand that, and yeah.
You did wonderful. You did a great job, and you are checked into the net. So Mr. Gary can get your call sign and get the count. And your call sign will be contributed for the count tonight. So you did a really good job. And Roland, thank you so much for showing the young man. That was really nice. KO4NUE, and I'll be standing by.
KULP. Okay, Chad. So, wait just a second. I forgot my question, but,
Yeah, Alexander, that's a lot. I know that's a lot to handle. But I don't think you need to be nervous about anything. That's what the pre-check-in is for. And you're a licensed operator, and so you can use that function anytime you would like. Just understand there needs to be 1 minute of dead silence before it will announce. You got it?
remembered my question. So what if checking into the net do? Do they just like to have a record of who is using the repeater?
Hey, that's a really good question, Alexander. So this frequency of 146.610 and the drop frequency, which is 146.010, those frequencies are given to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society repeater for use. In other words, those frequencies are allotted by the Federal Communications Commission to be used for this repeater and this area. Understanding that those frequencies are, let's say, issued to the repeater for use, the repeater or the organization that owns the repeater needs to be able to show that the frequency is indeed being used. If the frequency is not being used, then the FCC could say, well, you know, that frequency is not being used by the repeater, so we're going to issue it to another organization so they can use it. So that's why it's important to check in and get a count. So Mr. Dave, W4DJW, the guy you were just talking to, he's the net manager. He is the one that reports the amount of check-ins per night to, let's say, the FCC. And the FCC looks at this frequency and says, no, we can't give that frequency to somebody else to use because they have 50 to 60 check-ins per night. So that's why it's important to put your call sign into the pre-check-in or to check in by RF, because that gives us a count to submit to the FCC so that they don't reallocate the frequency if they need to. You got it?
GLP, yes, I do. Thank you for that, Chad. Thank you for answering my questions. I really appreciate this. I know I have a lot of questions, and I appreciate your patience in answering them.
Just so you make sure you got it, let me put it to you like this. If your dad gives you a bicycle, and the bicycle stays in the garage, and you never use it, you never ride it, it just sits in the bicycle. I mean, sits in the garage. And a year goes by, and your dad says, hey, your brother needs a bicycle. Alexander's not using his, so let me go talk with Alexander and see if I can get him to give the bicycle to his brother because he's not using it. So a frequency is kind of the same way. It's called use or lose. You got it?
I do, Chad, and I have to sign off here. My mother says I need to, so KU4ULP73s, and thank you, and I'll be clear for your fine.
Alexander, you're doing a great job. You just keep plugging away, but don't forget, Mama comes first. This is KO4NUE and KO4ULP. I enjoyed the QSO, young man. I will be clear. 73s.
KO4JQX, K4HWI. JQX, K4HWI. KY clear.